From Mikhail Laxton. Mikhail lives in Ottawa, but came from Australia and is now a citizen here on Turtle Island. Mikhail is a super talented singer-songwriter and is part of Blackbird Valley. That was his group before this, and is about to release his brand new solo album. He's got a single dropping soon, and the whole album will drop a little later this year. Really proud of the guy, and I hope you dig what he's doing, because I certainly do. This is The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Before that, Vernon Maytone and a classic reggae tune from the soundtrack Rockers, Money Worries. one of my favorite for sure. And if you do not have the Rocker soundtrack, it is a must-have for your collection. Go check it out. I don't even think you can stream it. You got to just buy it on vinyl, you know what I mean? We have something coming up from Willows. I hope you enjoy this song. Willows is the project from Genevieve Taupin, a singer-songwriter, Manitoban-born, I think that's how you say Manitoban, and currently based in Montreal, whose approach to music is one to mix cultures and languages. Here is Willows on the Jukebox.
Un bout de papier, un dollar par acre, signé par un X en échange de quoi, ton présent, ton avenir, ta terre, tes droits, une partie de toi. Mais toi, tu n'appartiens à personne, sinon à la plaine, au ciel, au bois. Tu viens des gens libres, toi et tu l'imagines. Un an, deux ans, sans le sou, sans la terre. Quatre ans, cinq ans, les promesses en l'air. Des routes, un pays, un chemin de fer. Construire à quel prix? Mais toi, tu n'appartiens à personne, sinon à la plaine, au ciel, au bois. Tu viens des gens libres, toi et tu l'imagines.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. Give me one more chance, and then I finally had it.
When you wake up, I'll be gone again.
Motorcycle in the front. It's an
all.
that is music from the supergroup Boy Genius. The group is comprised of American alt-rock singers Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridges, and Lucy Dacus. Yes, a very cool group, and you should check out their record. That is $20 from their new album. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. If you have requests, please hit us up on socials. That's Julian Taylor's Jukebox on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as TikTok. And we will try to honor those. We try to make sure that we bring great music to your eardrums each and every week, so please continue to tune into the show and let your friends know. We've got music from a group called Big Little Lions, and they just released a brand new single called Nearly Human. I met them at the Kingsville Music Festival last summer, and they're a very entertaining duo, and I really like this song.
Jukebox. It's so cool.
Je vois et tu fier. Could choose to stay instead of in my mind. Could I live inside this day? I'm in a stranger. I've known him for years.
It's an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring great music to you each and every week, as I had mentioned before. Thank you for listening. Big shout out to our station partners and our sponsors, and of course you, the listeners, who make it worthwhile. You know what I mean? That was Head Rush from Georgia Harmer. She is the niece of Canadian singer-songwriter Sarah Harmer, and is out there forging her own way, and her music is wonderful. Live, she's great too. I saw her at the Peterborough Folk Festival. Before that, we had music from a group from Quebec called Canaan, and that is a song off of their album Mishap. To send you off, here we go. This is a song called Time Is Gone from Melbourne, Australia. Alf the Great is a multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and producer, and we dig this tune. I hope you dig it too, and I hope you have dug the show. Tune in next week for episode 85.
Breaking all down. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Kids today will face a future with more severe droughts, stronger storms, and rising sea levels. Yet many schools are not preparing students for the climate of tomorrow.
Of course, there are exceptions, but overall, we're just not doing enough.
Judy Brouse is the executive director of the North American Association for Environmental Education. Her group recently surveyed hundreds of teachers and school administrators across the country. The survey showed that most teachers want to cover climate topics, but many feel unprepared to do so, and they worry about resistance from some parents.
They don't feel confident or informed, and that makes it really hard for them to be able to integrate climate change into what they're doing.
So she says it's important for administrators to make climate change part of the formal curriculum and to provide teachers with training and resources. She says museums, science centers, universities, and other community institutions can often help. And she says parents can play a critical role by advocating for climate education.
Teachers are truly the backbone of our society, and they need more support from administrators, from parents in the community, as well as through policies that support this important work.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.